And this evening, we are going to be discussing the Downtown Design Standards Project. And Linda Pauly is here to give us a citizen involvement update.
Thank you. The reason that we're here tonight to discuss this again is the Citizen Advisory Committee for Downtown has been in existence for a number of years. And originally, we had 17 members on the committee, and we're down to 9 right now. So we're at a place where we thought it was appropriate to come back to you to give you a status update on the membership of the committee and to get your recommendation for how to perhaps fill some gaps we have on the committee. What's complicated about it is that we're in the middle of a planning process to develop the downtown design standards. The Planning Commission will be conducting a public hearing on that in November. And so we have a lot of work products that are being generated between staff and our consultant that we have from the state. So it's kind of an awkward time to bring in new members, but we want to make sure that we're doing citizen involvement in accordance with the approved plan that the CCI approved several years ago, which is included in your packet. The other factor is that we have several members on the existing committee that no longer represent the group that the CCI appointed them to represent. Some of those members would like to remain on the committee. So an example of that would be Steve Moe, who was appointed to the committee originally as Planning Commission representative. And since Steve is no longer on the Planning Commission, he still wants to remain on the CAC. In fact, he's the chair. because when John Thomas had to leave the committee, Steve is the person that volunteered to be the chair. Mm-hmm. And he's very active and wants to stay engaged. So staff is proposing in Attachment 1 that his position be, his category be changed to general public. So that's one example. I can go through the others if you like. So we're in kind of a, we're in a place where we want to retain existing members, so we have that continuity, and they've already been halfway through the process. But yet we want to make sure that we're not leaving anybody out in terms of citizen involvement, broad citizen involvement. We have other activities planned. We've already done an open house that was advertised. A mailer went out to everybody within the downtown area. We'll be doing another one in June. But we want to make sure that the committee itself has enough general public members to it. So that's why we feel that it might be appropriate time to do a recruitment. So another complication is that since I created this packet for you, another committee member has resigned, and that was Angeline Pierce. And she was appointed by the CCI as originally as a downtown business owner. And then she was appointed as the alternate for the Chamber of Commerce. And she cannot serve in either of those roles anymore because she's not part of those groups. So we had suggested that she serve as general public, but now she has resigned as of last week. So that means I'm uncomfortable that we have that much of a gap in our general public representation. So in the packet, I wasn't recommending that we do a recruitment, but I think now I would ask you to consider that maybe we might consider doing a recruitment for 2 general public positions. So that's one area that I would like your input on.
Okay.
We'd have to do it really quickly though, because we need to have them appointed at your next meeting, I think, which I believe would be June 8th. So we can get them on board and get them in the project before it's too late, essentially. Another place where we have an open position was downtown business owner, and if we're going to do a recruitment anyway, we might as well try to recruit for that again. We have recruited for that twice in the past, and we're unsuccessful. So, but I think you could consider making that again. If we don't get anybody to apply for business owner, we'll make sure we do more outreach to business owners anyway, even if we can't get someone to serve on the committee. And for the other openings, we're proposing A, create a new category, which would be SRDC, Springfield Renaissance Development Corporation. We had an old, we previously had a category called MEDCO, Downtown Property, or Downtown Program Manager, or something like that. The Main Street programs don't exist anymore, so that position was for a specific function that isn't there. And I think SRDC has kind of stepped up their role. And so I'm suggesting that that would be a good category, and that Karen Hageman, the vice chair of the committee, who was appointed as a downtown business owner, she started the Washburn Cafe, and then she had Haven, the Haven business, which she sold both businesses. She wants to remain on the committee as well, so she could be reassigned to serve as SRDC because she's part of that group. So that's one idea that staff had to try to balance the group but keep a lot of the existing members as well. And then Vincent Martorello, the new Willamette Lane
superintendent.
He will be, I think, reassigned to fill Bob Kiefer's position on the committee. Vincent was previously serving and appointed as historic commission rep. So again, the same name would remain on the committee but serving in a different role. So it's kind of odd, but I think it will work. But I wanted you to weigh in on this before we take any action, of course. And then the historic commission slot would then be open, or is open. And so I've already done some outreach to historic commission. Several historic commissioners have already been actively involved at the last open house and provided written comments. They are very interested in this project and want to be involved, and they have nominated Mackenzie Karp as their liaison to the committee, not necessarily as a committee member, but as someone that would keep the commission informed of what's going on. And then I have already gotten onto the agenda for the May Historic Commission meeting. So we'll be working with them to review subsequent drafts of the design standards. And let's see. You want me to keep going? It's kind of complex, I know.
Yeah. You, as a CCI, you know, it's really our job to provide direction to staff in relation to these committees. And Linda, you know, over the course of, this has been a standing committee for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And often these long-lasting committees have a tendency to, folks have life changes and they end up going different places, and it's difficult to keep those positions filled. We were on a DAC for a few years, weren't we? So, you know, I don't know. I think her recommendations are really clear here. Mm-hmm. I think the question that I would ask you guys is, what questions do you have of her in relation to representation? Do you have any?
I for one, would really support the members who have been on the commission for, or on the committee for quite some time, and express an interest in staying there, even if we have to winnow their roles into a different thread of the stream to keep their participation, because that knowledge basis is really important. Definitely think that if possible, it sounds as if the public is no longer very well represented on the committee. In that case, I would recommend a recruitment, especially if it can be done in a reasonable time.
Sure.
Okay. Sure, Dan.
Yeah, I agree. I have someone that I think will sign up for, I think that I can convince to sign up for citizen involvement. I nominate Nick Boyd. And I also am personal friends and very close with the new owners of the Washburn Cafe, so I'll meet with them. And I think that out of the group that has recently purchased it, I can find one of them to join. So I think those are huge vacancies, and I think that I can definitely help fill those. So I'd like to help in those two departments.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We just finished up a Springfield Leadership Workshop, and the graduates, just graduates, like 10 or 11 of them. So you could reach out to Robert Kakillen, and I'm sure prod some of those people. That's the whole point
citizen
of
citizen involvement, yeah.
To get involved, and you might be able to pull someone from there, too. So,
Brenda, did you get that name?
Robert Kakillen.
Kakillen?
Yeah.
With the chamber?
Yeah.
Oh, with the chamber.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would suggest, you know, I like the way you presented this, Linda. I think it's thoughtful. And so
they're having a parade out there.
So I would also suggest, I think it is important that we have some representation from the school district. And I would suggest you communicate with Chris Reiersgaard, R-E-I-E-R-S-G-A-A-R-D, who was the principal at Gateways for a number of years and knows a lot about the downtown area and the kids downtown and those types of things. He is now the assistant director of operations for the school district, and I think he would be a good person to represent the school district. So, okay? So we've got seven items here related to a motion, and we can walk through these one at a time, and we can either do one motion to cover all seven, or we can deal with them individually. But the first requested motion is to change or have a new membership category of the SRDC and have a representative represent the SRDC. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a potential reassignment, should we choose to do so, of Karen Hagman to serve in the SRDC role. That could be one motion if we were to choose to do that. Do we have interest in that? Okay, so I would move that we create a Renaissance Development Corporation representative position, and we assign Karen Hagman to serve in that SRDC, serve as a representative for the SRDC. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner James, seconded by Commissioner Sherwood, to have a new membership category of the SRDC and have a representative, have Karen Hagman serve in the role as an SRDC representative. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Can I ask who made that second?
That was me.
That was Commissioner Sherwood. Okay. We have a request from Linda to delete two membership categories, the CDAC and NEDCO, which no longer are part or valid organizations. Is that correct? Or
well,
engaged
downtown? The downtown Main Street programs no longer exist that NEDCO is managing.
Right.
So we'll still do outreach to NEDCO, but not on the committee.
Okay.
It's not valid to say that the CDAC no longer exists.
That's right. So I would entertain a motion to delete those membership categories.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Cuevilla, seconded by Commissioner Nelson to delete the CDAC and NEDCO membership categories. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We have a request, and I fully agree with Commissioner Cuevilla about those that have been engaged since the beginning, maintain being part of the process, continuing part of the process. Steve Moe, you know, he has a lot of experience and background in not only planning, but in the downtown area. So I would move that we reassign Steve Moe to serve as a general public representative.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner James, seconded by Commissioner Dunn, to reassign Steve Moe to serve as a general public representative. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Vincent Martorello, for Willamette Lane, was serving for the Historic Commission, and the request from staff is to reassign. Of course, Bob Kiefer retired from Willamette Lane Park and Recreation District. The request from staff is to reassign Vincent Martorello to be Willamette Lane's designee and to serve as a Willamette Lane representative. Do I hear a motion to that effect? I hear a so moved.
So moved.
Or can I just make a...
Yes.
So the proposed motion would be reassign Vincent or Willamette Lane designee.
Keep it open.
In some case, maybe he can't come, and so he'll send a designee.
Okay.
Is that okay?
So revised? Yep. Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to reassign Vincent Martorello or Willamette Lane designee to serve as a Willamette Lane representative.
Second that.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Landon, seconded by Commissioner Nelson. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. There's a request from staff to conduct focused outreach to members of the Historic Commission, the Chamber of Commerce. Is NETCO involved in that as well? NETCO, a downtown school representative, and representatives of the Design and Development Committee. Do I hear a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Okay. It's been moved. Do I hear a second? Okay. Moved by Commissioner Cuevilla, seconded by Commissioner Nelson, to direct staff to conduct those focused outreach to the aforementioned members of the aforementioned committees and organizations. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the last request of staff relates to recruitment. And what Linda is requesting is that we direct staff to recruit two general public positions and a downtown business position. So that would be a recruitment for a total of three positions.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Nelson, seconded by Commissioner Cuevilla, to recruit for two general public positions and one downtown business owner position. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So I think that is that's good support, and I'll be interested to get some feedback downstream as to an update as to those that apply for the two general public positions and the downtown business position will ultimately come back to us for approval of an appointment. So, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Can I ask a question? I had heard mention of a school district representative before. I was just thinking
yes.
That was still on the table.
It is. Yeah, they are part of their item number six, and they were out part of the outreach request.
And not on the committee.
They could be appointed as an ad hoc sort of technical advisory member. You wouldn't need to do an open recruitment to recruit them as a voting member.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
One more question?
Yes.
Is there going to be an opportunity to ask questions before we adjourn?
Absolutely.
I have three questions. One of them's already been answered, what the SRDC is, so that is taken care of. The other question I had is this committee evidently is a standing committee and not a committee with a sunset?
They they do not have a sunset?
Because the impression I had is that after the completion of these ongoing downtown studies, that the committee would no longer continue as well. But they will.
Well, we'll see, I guess.
Oh, okay.
They've been appointed to serve as the planning advisory committee, and you know, all I can say is that there may be more downtown planning next year after we adopt the code. There may be some additional downtown planning that the city manager may or may not direct staff to undertake. So at that time, I think we'd be looking at reconsideration of either this committee or some other body or some other process. Involvement.
And you had one more question.
Yeah, one more question in regard to the CDAC. I honestly didn't know that there was a position for CDAC on the committee, and I looked back through my library because it's been over 2 years since we've met on the downtown committee, and I noticed then that it was listed with being lined out.
Right.
So has it not been in existence for a considerable length of time?
Yes, that's correct.
Has there ever been a CDAC member
was.
On
so
the
this committee is kind of complicated, but this group was originally appointed by the city council as the DURAC, the Downtown Urban Renewal Advisory Committee. And so the positions that were identified through that process included CDAC. And the reason for that is that we used to have the downtown set aside for CBG, community block grant purposes, where we were trying to save money and funnel into downtown projects. So that's why the CDAC was a category in that original group, and then over time, you know.
Yeah, that category still exists, except mm-hmm. that the focus has changed. So,
right.
Because, I didn't even know that position existed. Mm-hmm. Is this being eliminated because it's vacant, or because you feel it's no longer needed, or both? Okay. Because I'm wondering at this point whether housing staff even was aware that this position existed.
Well, they were.
Because all of the discussions that I've had, that's never come up, so I wasn't even aware, again, without looking back into ancient history, that that position even existed.
Okay, and okay. Commissioner Landis?
I was just going to ask, when you develop these two positions, is there a way to maybe just include an email out on that, and I can try to spread it out to people that I know
sure.
of who might have an interest?
Okay. Brenda will give me your contact info. Right, Brenda?
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, any other questions? Yes.
Yeah, only that I was going to say, if you could assist me with any, you know, info sheet that I can help pass along with, I'd appreciate it, because I think I can get those people.
Any other questions? Hearing none, we stand adjourned.
I have Christmas carols every meeting.
Did you arrange them so these guys would be more Christmas?